It's a show about women, for women, and empowering women. This is Cocktails and Conversation with Maureen Moore on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
So welcome. Welcome, everyone. This is Maureen Moore here with Cocktails and Conversation on 590 The Fan. You know, the cool thing is, you know, every week I have women on Cocktails and Conversation that really are the women that you want to, you hope that you could raise someday, that you could also praise someday. You know, may we be them. And today I'd love to be these ladies because they really are the queens of McDonald's. And I'm not talking McDonald's like, you know, anything except McDonald's. The Golden Arches. Remember the days when you'd go in and everything was all the stainless steel and everything? Now they've redone all the McDonald's everywhere. But I am proud to say I have Filet-O-Fish here and French fries. And so I love McDonald's. And you can eat. Well, I'll talk about that later. Let me introduce everyone. Okay, so today I've got Joan Elhoffer. And Joan is the queen of people. And she has seven, right? Am I right, Joan?
You're correct.
Seven stores,
I do.
McDonald's. And I have Colleen Shandix here. And Colleen has, she's owner and operator of two stores. And you went to Hamburger University, and I've been there.
I loved Hamburger University.
That was so cool. So I've got two really dynamic women here today on Cocktails and Conversation. We're already drinking, and now I should say we're already drinking, but we haven't drank that much that we don't know what we're doing. So cheers, ladies. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers to, you know, and it's always good to have an Irish coffee. Or a little, what are you having, Sauvignon Blanc?
Sauvignon Blanc.
Oh, there you go. So, yeah. So we might as well drink to success and drink to women as we praise you. So let's start out. Where do you hail from? You know, who are you? Family? All those things. Joan, Colleen, whoever wants to take the lead.
I'll jump in.
So, okay, Joan.
I'm originally from North County, from the Hazelwood area. That's where I started at McDonald's when I was 16.
And did you have to wear one of those little hats?
Oh, of course. Yeah. Absolutely. And went to St. Thomas Aquinas High School and went to work through McDonald's when I was 16. Worked my way up to be a shift manager and eventually went to HU as well. Became a store manager and eventually worked for an owner-operator for 10 years where I ran his organization, became a supervisor. And during that period of time, someone asked me, I was training him to become an operator. And he said, why aren't you an operator? And I said, well, I'm 21 and a female. I don't think I have enough money. And he said, you better apply. And 18 months later, I had my first store.
Wow.
So I was in Troy, Missouri. I was the third female in St. Louis.
Oh, my gosh. Troy, Missouri. Home of Witty.
Yes.
Trucking.
Witty. Oh,
because
very.
They truck my chocolates.
Absolutely. Yeah. Great family.
And Creech.
Oh, Creech. Oh,
Creech,
definitely.
They haul our horses.
Well, I know both those folks. They're great people. They're
great?
Good McDonald's. They're the wives of them. They used to come in and be our coffee ladies every morning. So I definitely know who they are.
Isn't that cool?
Great
See,
people.
Life is
It's all
very
about
small,
who you know.
It? Yeah, it is. It really is. So, Joan, thank you and welcome. Colleen.
Hi. Yeah, I'm a native St. Louisan. I was born and raised here. I had a great family life growing up. My father's Red Shandings was St. Louis Cardinals, big Cardinal fan, and attended St. Joseph's Academy, Fompon University, received education in secondary education, my degree, and also in music and theater.
Okay.
And my road to McDonald's was a little different from Jones. I was brought into the system as a registered applicant. And worked for the company for 3.5 years and graduated from Hamburger University, which is almost a master's degree in business, isn't it, Joan?
It is.
Yeah, it's really an
that
outstanding.
That is impressive
it
up
is.
There.
It's very impressive. So I've been an operator now. I'll be celebrating my 20-year anniversary as an operator and about 24 years with McDonald's Corporation. So I have three children, and my youngest son, James, is working in the business with me. And
cool.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Okay, so in kids. Now, Joan, do you have any kids?
I have three girls.
Okay, so did you guys make your kids work at
oh,
the...
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Good. Okay, so tell me some of the things that your kids had to do there, because I'm sure they weren't handed, oh, my mom owns this place, so I'm in charge.
Absolutely
you know?
Not. Mm-hmm. My oldest one is funny because she actually did overnights once she got trained and was an overnight manager, because that's the hardest shift for us to cover, you know, with quality, you know,
right.
good people. Mm-hmm. But all my girls worked front counter, worked in the grill area, worked drive through a lot. Two of them did a lot of the AA work, which was banking and hiring and staffing and recruiting, which is really you know pinnacle in our business. We have to have good people. So they all worked in the business. And it's funny, none of them wanted to get in the business. They saw how much work was involved. and the time, and it's 24/7. But they've all actually gone on to careers where they work very hard and put a lot of energy into their business. My one daughter is actually self-employed, has her own design company called LHofferDesign.com, where she makes everyday clothing that's inspired by Marvel or Captain America or Harry Potter.
Oh, cool.
So they've all kind of gone on and to become entrepreneurs themselves.
Uh-huh. That is, I wonder if she could make our Kismet apron.
Oh, I know she could. You know? She's amazing.
That would be cool because I keep looking and I can't find exactly what I want, you know?
Well, you can talk to me later. I hope she could do something for you.
Okay, that would be cool. And so, Colleen, how about your kids? Did they work
in it too? All three of them worked. Absolutely. We all need a great staff and who else but your family members to really represent the brand perfectly. Mm-hmm. So my son worked mainly in the grill, and he loved that. He was an opening manager. That was my oldest son, Henry. And he is now working for the Hager family, Hager Hinge Company, and loving that. Yeah. Has an area that he's responsible for. My daughter, Erin, was in the service area for McDonald's. She was great with the people, and she was an afternoon manager for me and worked that drive-through, got those 100 cars through drive-through every hour. And then my youngest, and she's now working for Wells Fargo Advisors.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, she's great. She's a vice president at Wells Fargo. But when she graduated from St. Joe's Academy, she moved to New York. She wanted to be in the theater and couldn't find a job working in the theater. It was a tough time when they were all on strike. And so she went into business in New York. And the first questions they asked after looking at her resume, McDonald's, what did you do for McDonald's? Well, she spoke highly of everything that she had learned working at McDonald's, all the marketing that she did for me. And it was really a great advantage for her to get her job. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
And then my youngest son, James, is still working with me, and he is one of my supervisors in my company now.
Well, see, and think about it. You know, when you go into McDonald's, every walk of life goes into McDonald's.
Yes.
I mean, it doesn't matter how wealthy you are or how unfortunate you are. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've seen everybody in McDonald's. And the cool thing is, I was telling you, I was in the O'Fallon, Illinois McDonald's yesterday for my fish, you know, because I love it. And Annie, our dog, I'll give her, because like I said earlier, you can literally eat eggs in the morning. This keto diet thing, you know, I love beef. I love bacon, but you can eat Filet-O-Fish sandwiches. You can buy the two, it's like $2 for $5.
Two for five bucks.
I mean, and it's real codfish. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the thing. It is good cod. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you get that. You can eat two of those. That's only 360 calories each time.
That's right.
So you could really even like splurge and go, I'll do the 2 for $5, you know, for a nice big lunch, have that, eat a little bit of your bread, and then still have one for dinner. You've had all your protein, eggs in the morning, and you're less than 1,500 calories, and it's all protein. And it's all high protein.
Well, you know, we have several ladies that are on diets at my McDonald's, the Town and Country, and Joan can attest to this as well. We have ladies and gentlemen that come in and they'll buy our quarter pounder patties or they'll buy our fish patties and no bread, and we'll put the little condiments on there for them. Yeah. And they have lost weight.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing. It's just wonderful. And they keep coming back every day.
But your buns are so good and you don't have to give up the whole bun.
That's right.
Because that's the whole thing, because it's 360 with the bun and everything. Mm-hmm. You don't have to give it up. Mm-hmm. That's what I love about it. And I sound like a commercial for McDonald's, but I am through and through. When I was a little kid, it was a big deal. When we were little, to be able to go get a cheeseburger and french fries and a chocolate shake. That was a big Friday night. Mm-hmm. And during lunch, it was the same thing. It was Filet-O-Fish, you know, but it was a big treat to get to go to McDonald's.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and it's still, I can run through there and I know exactly what I want and I can get it. And Big Mac, I did add a few pounds in college with Big Mac. I did add, you know, there was a Big Mac down, because I graduated from St. Lucie, and there was a Big Mac, or well, there was a McDonald's right down on Lindell. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we'd walk down to McDonald's, you know, from school.
Sure.
And my mother one day said, all right, lay off the Big Macs. Because I did gain a few pounds from Big Macs, you know, but those are so good.
They're
you know?
Delicious.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Iconic burger.
Well, and the cool thing is you just take the bacon off and eat it regular, and then you still eat your Big Mac the way it is.
Right.
And you get both. You get both of your fixes, you know. So, okay, so what made you, obviously, Joan, you needed a school job.
Right.
Absolutely. So you just were starting there as a school job?
Just as in high school, a part-time job. And then mm-hmm. while I was going to UMSL, going to college, I was working more full-time at that point in time.
Mm-hmm.
And I just enjoyed working with people. I enjoyed the challenge of trying to keep up with the guys. Because back then, the women worked up front and the guys worked in back.
Uh-huh.
So I wanted to be one of those that could do anything the guys could do. I did maintenance one summer just so that I could learn how to hook up Coke tanks and change filters on the roof. And I figured if I was going to go anywhere with a company, I would need to know to do everything that the guys could do.
Imagining her up on the roof. Aren't you, Colleen?
I still go on the roof.
Still go on the roof.
I teach people how to spray out condensing units. Absolutely.
Oh my!
Because back when I went to HU, I went many years before Colleen did. I went back in 1979, mm-hmm. and back then it was mostly men. There was very few women that were in management, and so you had to be able to go to HU. You had to identify the parts to all the equipment. So they would show a solenoid to a fillet steamer, or they would show a compressor or a condensing unit. You would have to know what they were. That was my downfall. I didn't know much about equipment.
Yeah.
So I told myself I was going to get more active in all of that so that I could then teach my employees how to maintain the equipment that we have. So
because it's
important.
Maintain it is money, which is, you know, which is profit.
I mean, absolutely.
That's, you know, that's just bottom dollar, you know, basic accounting.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. So you did that. So you worked there. Then you went to UMSL. What did you graduate in at UMSL?
Actually, I didn't graduate. I left McDonald's in order to be a full-time manager for McDonald's. It's funny. My husband's a CPA, and I was offered an equal salary with him in order to be a McDonald's manager. And so I pursued that career. And I certainly tell people now, please stay in school. It's the great thing. Timing mm-hmm. in my life was that really worked out for me. But I was lucky. I was fortunate.
That's cool because, see, I graduated from SLU in accounting mm-hmm. and started with Touche Ross.
Oh.
But I lasted only 8 days.
Oh, my goodness.
Because it was like, you know, accounting. I knew it even going, you know, by my junior year, I doubled in finance, kind of going, I don't think I'm going to make it as an accountant. But the key was back then, get the degree and go with one of the big eights. If you did that, you were successful.
Mm-hmm.
I just only lasted 8 days. Didn't even, you know. But see, I didn't know. I could have gone to McDonald's, made the same amount, and had much more fun because you're a people person. I'm such a people person. It would have been fun.
Oh,
you know?
The careers are endless at McDonald's.
So what are some of the careers?
Well, first of all, you can become a store manager. That's mm-hmm. the first major stepping stone. You start as a crew member, then you become a swing manager, and then you become a manager of a restaurant.
Okay.
Then you can go on to supervisor positions, our director of operations. And then besides working for an owner-operator, there are many positions within the corporation itself. And in fact, I just, one of my great managers who was with me for probably 6 or 7 years, he is now working for McDonald's Corporation.
Really?
Yeah, he's moved to Kansas City and has mm-hmm. a very nice salary. In fact, all of our salaries at McDonald's now, people would be amazed at what we pay our people. In fact, none of us start at minimum wage when you're just hiring for the first time.
Okay.
But, you know, our salaries are competitive with major corporation salaries.
So help me out with that. Mm-hmm. So give me let's let our listeners know a little bit about that. Like, so if you start out and you're starting out at the very bottom and you're going to be working the front line and everything, it's not minimum wage.
Not any of the operators that Joan and I know start at minimum wage. We're all over that. Well over that.
And if you become like, say, you're a front line, then you're a crew leader?
A crew trainer and a swing manager. We call it a shift manager.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they can make salaries anywhere from $12 to $15 an hour, easy or plus.
That's great.
Yeah.
Besides benefits and bonuses.
And then you have the education aspect too.
It's amazing. We have archways to opportunities. And I think it's probably one of the greatest benefits that McDonald's offers. We have scholarships. Once you work with us for 90 days in any McDonald's within the country, so this is
90 days.
Okay. Any amount of hours. You could work 10 hours a week, 20 hours a week. After 90 days, you're eligible, and you will get a $2,500 scholarship to the school you're attending. So if you're going to UMSL, if you're going to SLU, wherever you're going, it's for college. It would be the monies go directly to the school, so you don't have to sign any contracts.
Uh-huh.
And then every year, it re-ups, so it's $2,500 per year. And if you become a swing manager, shift manager, it's $3,000 a year. It's a huge benefit.
That is unbelievable.
And then, Joan, we can also talk about the junior college. They will donate $500 for books if you attend a junior
college. St. Louis Community College.
St. Louis.
Yeah,
okay.
Just St. Louis Community College.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and my husband was the athletic director there.
Great school.
Mike Moore, you know, a shout out to St. Louis Community College.
Mm-hmm.
His offices were at Forest Park. Yeah.
And I have to tell you, one of the other cool benefits in this Archways to Opportunities is also what we offer for people who do not have a high school diploma.
Okay.
So we offer a high school diploma, not a GED, but a full high school diploma. Everything is done online. And what's so interesting, so I have two ladies at one of my restaurants. I actually have five in the program right now. And they tell you how long, based on how much schooling and credit you had, how long it'll take you. So I have one lady, Megan, and she is absolutely thrilled. She has signed up, and they have a personal counselor that calls them once a week to follow up on their homework, to help them with any coaching, to help them through the homework pieces of it. I donated one of my laptops from the office because she was doing it all on her cell phone. But she's going to get her high school diploma because she wants to go back and get some of her schooling in college as well through Archways to Opportunities. So she coached another lady to get on board with her. And every day they get off of work and they go home and they can't wait to get onto their studies program because it's an 18 months is what she has. She only finished freshman in high school.
Okay.
Terrific lady, wonderful mother, just made choices that she really regrets.
Right.
She never thought working at McDonald's she would be able to get her high school and then go on to college. And be on McDonald's. And she's so thrilled to be one of our employees.
So think about that. Okay, so say you've got kids. Now, what if you've got kids that are GED? They've already received GEDs. Can they go back and then still get their high school?
They can. Mm-hmm. Or they could go on directly right for their college.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, you know, the thing is there are so many kids that have chosen paths that at the time looked like the easiest, quickest, and, you know, and they were enabled just enough to be able to do it.
Exactly.
And now, you know, 5 years, 8 years later, they go, oh my God, what was I thinking? You know, and I keep telling, and I tell this to kids all the time whenever I'm working with kids, I'm like, you know, especially with the Jackie Joyner Kersee Foundation, you know, we would say, listen, you know, you're 12, you know, you have another, you know, 70 years to live, you know, so you've got to do a lot because you got 70 more years at least, you know, and I would tell that to kids. I tell it to our own kids. We've got two boys, Patrick and Kyle, and I'm always telling them, okay, so, you know, so you did this and, you know, and they're good kids and, but at the same time, boys, hello, boys, you know, you guys know. And so it's like, you know, you just go, fine. Okay. So step back, think about it because you got another 65 years to go.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got time to make a different choice this time around. And that's great with McDonald's that you guys offer that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's probably been the number one, I think, greatest benefit we have for our staff is to be able to offer them the education and a free education. So I think that's just terrific.
Right.
And they truly appreciate it. I put a newsletter out in my organization every 2 weeks, just telling them what are the highlights, what's coming up for new promotions. Mm-hmm. And I always feature Archways to Opportunities in there because I think it's just a message they need to hear. I've had 16 of my, I have 500 employees. Actually, I have 100 managers that have all worked their way up from crew positions to managers. Mm-hmm. I didn't hire from the outside. We've always grown from within. But of the folks that in my organization right now, I think I've had 43 use Archways to Opportunities for college monies. Right now I have 16 that just signed up, and they'll get the monies towards the fall schooling. So it's just a great program.
Let's come back to that because I've got some more questions for
sure.
you because I think that there's some really good things we could do with that, you know. Mm-hmm. So this is Maureen Moore. You know, I'm here on Cocktails and Conversation, and right now I'm blown away because I look like the schmuck of the group, okay?
No.
So, but I'm here with Joan Elhoffer and Colleen Shandings. And am I saying your last name right? I feel like I'm killing it.
It's perfect. Shandings.
Okay, good. I mean, I just feel like I'm killing it, but I mean, that's how I've always said it. So anyway, I'm here with these two wonderful ladies, and they run McDonald's. They are the queens of McDonald's. So I might have to have a bite of my filet of fish.
Go for it.
So we'll be back in just a second.
We now return to Cocktails and Conversation with Maureen Moore on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
And so we are back here on Cocktails and Conversation here on 590 The Fan. And I'm here with Colleen Shandings, an owner operator of two. Well, and yours are in Town and Country. Your McDonald's, where are they located?
Town and Country, 141 and Clayton Road.
Okay. And I've eaten there.
Good.
Yeah. Right by, it's the old Lamp and Lantern area, right?
That is. It's Lamp and Lantern Shopping Center.
There you go.
Yeah. I rebuilt that store. It's been 3 years now. It's a brand new, beautiful McDonald's restaurant. So, and then my other location is in Chesterfield Valley at Long and Airport Road.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I stopped there too.
Good.
Yeah. Good. Well, you know, we look for McDonald's, you know, because they're just so easy. They're so affordable, but they're always, you've got the same quality.
Right.
You know, that's the whole thing. You know, if you stop at a McDonald's, it's going to be great quality.
It is.
Every time. And we've got Joan here, Joan Elhoffer, with her seven stores from Troy, Missouri, all the way into where?
All the way down to Owensville. So I'm Troy, and then you go over to Wentzville, and you just go right down 70, Forestdale, Wright City, Warrenton, New Florence, and then hop on down another hour down to Owensville.
So I can tell you, we've been at the Wentzville one for sure. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been at the Owensville one. I can kind of think about the different places we've been. You know, isn't that wild? Mm-hmm. So we are back, but let's talk a little bit more about the Archways program. And I bet you use that a lot for recruiting.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What I think is wonderful, it really lets people know that they can come in a very short period of time, have mm-hmm. monies for college. And what I have is a lot of employees that stay with me then. And it's really about retention, I think, even more than anything. I have a young man, Austin, at my Wentzville store, has been with us for 4 years. He's done all 4 years of college with his guaranteed monies. And now mm-hmm. he's working his way up to management so he can go on to further his degree with $3,000 a year. So they definitely, and that's the neat part about it. You don't have to work continuous for 12 months. Mm-hmm. You can be the kids that go away after high school, go away to college, you work the summer, then you come back for all the holidays, whenever you have spring break, and you are still a continuous employee with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, yes. I have a young student at Maryville mm-hmm. University, and she's only been with me for 3 months now, and just a great gal, and she'll go home for the summer. And she's going to pick up a job at a McDonald's mm-hmm. over in Illinois, in northern Illinois, and so she can continue her getting paid for working, mm-hmm. but then also keep fresh with the opportunities for Archways to Opportunities. So she's going to pay for her education at Maryville.
Oh, my gosh.
Awesome.
So Archways, how did that come about? I mean, was that something up at corporate, obviously?
It is. Yes, mm-hmm. about 4 or 5 years ago, mm-hmm. corporate okay. started it, and it was not nearly the monies that it is today. It started mm-hmm. out being $750 a year, and you had to work 9 months. Okay. Well, that was just too long, and you know, for people to really see the value in that. So I want to say last spring, mm-hmm. they upped the ante to $2,500 for every employee and $3,000 for a manager. And we really promoted it heavily within the stores. I know we have table tents and things coming out in St. Louis soon where we'll be able to talk to the employees more directly or to the customers. Mm-hmm. But it's really a great opportunity for us to stand up and say, we value education. We want to pay you for your education. Stay here and work with us. And, you know, maybe you find a career with us. Maybe you go on to something else. But what great values you can learn at McDonald's just from being here for those 3 or 4 years.
Well, it's a pillar. It sounds like it's a pillar of the corporation.
It
which is
absolutely.
Great. You know, when it's actually a pillar of your mission, you know, then everybody buys in. Everybody is involved and everyone's engaged. Yes. Now, let me ask you. So what happens if you train them and do all this for 3 years and all of a sudden they go, yeah, I'm going to Hardee's. Do we still speak to them later?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. See, and that's good to know. That's
absolutely.
Good to know.
They're still a customer. You know, at the end of the day, you want them to be a valued customer for us. And people are going to go on in life. We realize that of all the employees we staff, and Colleen and I can both tell you, we've had hundreds of thousands of people we've employed over the years. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you only wish them well. You hope that they come back and say, I had great, great time at McDonald's. I learned some good things, and I've moved on to the next stage of life.
Yeah. See, people listen to that. See, so it's always, you know, McDonald's is always about, you know, having those smiling arches.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What were some of the old taglines? We were talking about the Filet-O-Fish one. What are some of the old taglines with McDonald's?
Oh my gosh, my favorite one is grab a bucket and mop. That was the one back
that
in
was
the 50s or 60s. Oh, you deserve a break today?
Yeah. That's
that was a big one for many, many years.
Oh, yeah.
I'm loving it. Mm-hmm. It was one that we had for many years.
Ba-da-da-da-da. I'm loving it. That was our first, that was really our first ad that had our own music to mm-hmm. it, that had our mm-hmm. own music. It was really wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Still good.
I can't talk right now. I'm having a bite of my filet of fish. Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Still our favorite sandwich.
Why is that to Larna Godwin? And Larna handles all of your community.
Yes.
Community.
Yeah.
She's great.
Projects,
yeah.
Right. And Larna is founder and president and chief operating officer of the whole nine yards at Vector Communications. I said, when those gals come, they got to bring me filet of fish. I said, I'm looking forward to it. I said, I that is going to be my lunch, is my filet of fish. So let's kind of go back to, okay, you've got Archways, which obviously huge project.
Absolutely.
And we need to figure some ways that we can help you with that as far as getting more information out. You know, with our listeners, and we've got a great base of listeners. Of course, everybody right now is all about the NCAAs and the fact that the Billikens, who thought that we could win 4 games in a row?
Awesome.
I know. I mean, it's like, I mean, we were screaming constantly at the TV, you know, I mean, and with my involvement with Chaffetz Arena, it's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that we're playing in San Jose tomorrow night.
They just had a drawing. I think Dr. Chaffetz.
Right, Dr.
I think
Chaffetz.
He just donated to some of the students in a drawing an opportunity to go to the game.
To the game. Mm-hmm.
Room, board, flight. That is pretty awesome.
Dr. Richard Chaffetz is
wonderful.
He's a really neat guy. Yeah. Really a wonderful man. And I got to know him pretty well when we were building Chaffetz and raising the money to build Chaffetz. So, yes, he's a very good man. He and his wife and their kids are really a nice family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we've been blessed to have Chaffetz, you know, and have Chaffetz Arena at St. Louis U.
Well, he's definitely a gentleman that's given back. You know, he went to Father Reinhardt, and Father Reinhardt allowed him to get his education at St. Louis U, and now he is giving back.
Well, you know what? And the thing is, we didn't know it at the time.
Mm-hmm.
My admin got the phone call.
Mm-hmm.
And the weird thing is, when we got that phone call, you know, and she said, you know, somebody wants to name a building. I'm like, and all I kept thinking is, who's messing with me right now? Don't people know that this is not something you need to call me about, you know? And, you know, Tina said, no, my boss, you know, he graduated from there and we want to talk to you about it. It's like, you got to be kidding me. I mean, those things just don't happen, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They just don't fall out of the air every day when you're trying to build a building. But you're right. Yeah, it was a wonderful story.
Mm-hmm.
So, Colleen, you've had a lot of wonderful stories in your life, too, leading kind of quite a charmed life, too, with your father, Rhett.
Well, I feel very blessed.
Did you eat McDonald's when you guys were kids?
I ate McDonald's. We sure did. And I was very blessed. My mother and father, just wonderful people. And my father just passed away, had a great career with the Cardinals, the Milwaukee Braves, and World Series, All-Star games. It was, we grew up in a baseball family. We just loved it. We just loved it.
Now, did you ever live over on the east side?
Never.
As a kid? No.
No, Dad grew up in Illinois.
Right.
In Germantown, Illinois.
Germantown.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, because our son worked for a long time right there, too. So, I mean, so Germantown and a lot of my friends from grade school, they had friends that are family out in Germantown. So when we were kids, we'd go to Germantown.
Yeah. It was awesome. I just visited Germantown a few months ago. They have an annual celebration celebrating the veterans, and they had it in the little Germantown school there. It was wonderful. They had probably 60 veterans.
Wow.
All ages, from all branches of the service, and the kids in the school gathered, sang songs, stood up, and played their instruments. That community is rock solid.
It really is. That's just it. And what a beautiful parish you've got there, too. I mean, you know, because I've unfortunately had to attend a few funerals at that parish as well, you know, at the church there. And it's a beautiful church. You kind of sit there and look at everything that's all hand-painted and how pretty it is. Yeah, so it's kind of wild. Yeah. Life is good. We've been blessed, ladies, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
We've really been blessed.
Very blessed. So, yeah.
So tell me more about, you know, here you are, your women that were kind of powering through everything, raising families. How'd that all work out?
It was great.
On a day-to-day basis. Come on, give me a few stories.
It was extremely challenging.
Give me a few stories here.
Well, I entered the McDonald's system like 24, 25 years ago, and I married at the time and unfortunately got divorced, and I had three children. So, you know, you have to learn to manage your time very well, and you have to take in your education with McDonald's, and you have to be on all the time. Don't you agree, Joan?
100%.
Yeah, you have to have a plan every day and just know that you've got to move your business forward. And, you know, people are your name of your game. You've got to respect your people, train your people, and hope that they will do the same for you.
So do you feel like you have to? I mean, there's no way you can be there every day, every minute. So I know you've got to, you know, you've really got to depend on the folks that are really your managers and such. But how much time do you really spend now in your stores?
I'm in my stores, and I know Joan is also. Every day.
6 to 7 days a week. Usually I do six. I try to take Sundays if I can to be home. But I'm in, and when we say we're in our stores, we're literally in behind the counter. We're servicing the guests. We work the drive-through. Mm-hmm. My two favorite places to work are the drive-through present, because I can talk to all those customers and thank them for being there.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to show people how to do it faster and have more speed and have more fun.
Right.
And I love being on the table making the food. I've always enjoyed being side-by-side with the crew, because I think it's really important to show them the value of, you know, yes, you own this business, but you work the business. You know the business. And it really means a lot to you. And I think the more, you know, when I walk in my restaurant, I say hello to every single employee and by name. If I don't don't know your name, then you're going to give me your name and give me your story. I want to know who you are. I have 500 employees. It's not easy to remember everyone's names. That's why we have name tags when they wear them. But I think it's important to show that example that, you know, we still do the business. It's still important to us to service our guests. And mm-hmm. I think that Colleen and I both live that value of mm-hmm. people and trying to make sure that we have nice people that work for us, people that are well-trained, people that respect the job and respect one another. Yeah. And I think that that's a value that they can take to any business and mm-hmm. further in life and say, I learned good core values at McDonald's.
Well, because it's a work ethic. It's totally a work ethic. And, you know, I think it's so important that your people, and I do it with my business as well, that there's no job too small, too low, you like to make sure that people understand, yeah, I'll go there and I'll go mop that up. I have mm-hmm. no problem. I can go grab a mop. You know, I did that last night as they were pouring chocolate and somebody was, you know, all of a sudden I go, oh, well, there's some chocolate. And I said, I'll go get the mop. You know,
that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, and you just do it. It's that's just right. automatic. You don't, you know, you don't wait for somebody else to go, oh, I guess so. You know, I mean, because then they become so much more automatic on mm-hmm. everything. I mean, it's just because it's by mentoring and by learning and by learning by, you know, by example.
Right, it's exactly well,
and
right.
Colleen just reopened a restaurant 3 years ago. I did one last year, and tearing a store down and putting it back up, and you really set that tone for your people. We went in, I bought all the plants. I literally put the whole gardens in and had my folks and I plant mm-hmm. everything. I think they see more a sense of value that you care, and you're trying to help them, and you're trying to nurture and grow them. But mm-hmm. you really care that you're there in the business. I think mm-hmm. that's probably the best thing that we can give to our mm-hmm. people.
Well, and I have to say, okay, Colleen, you brought these from which store?
Well, not for my restaurant because mm-hmm. The studio, I wanted them to be warm for
oh,
you. So
yeah,
I grabbed them from DePere McDonald's.
Well, they did a very nice job because you know what they did? I always like how you can always find your fish in the middle of the sandwich, uh-huh. you know, in the middle of the mm-hmm. bun. This stuff, sometimes when you get something and it's like hanging half off, you go, mm-hmm. what the heck, people? You know, and that, it's like, I don't want to have to rearrange everything. And with the fish, it's important because of the cheese, because it's already sticking to everything. So you mm-hmm. want it to be in the middle.
Well,
and this was perfectly in the middle.
Well, that's good to hear. That yeah. That's called gold standard. That's
okay.
one of our tag phrases at McDonald's. And all of our product has to be made to the standards of mm-hmm. the brand.
So, and then like with your packaging.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that, am I correct, it's all 100% recyclable
Yes,
now?
It is.
Yes.
Okay, so it's all about our green earth as well.
Yes.
Okay, and how long ago did that come into play?
It's been, they've been working on that for decades,
yes.
just
mm-hmm.
decades, and it's very prevalent in our business now. All of the meetings that we attend, mm-hmm. we're always talking about how can we get better with the environment. Mm-hmm. You know, McDonald's Corporation meets with their farmers, they meet with their fisheries, they meet with all their bun people on a regular basis, and it's about what can we do to make the planet better.
And so how do they make these decisions? I mean, do they bring all of you in? Are you on committees? Are you on
mm-hmm.
help me about that, because I bet you two women, as dynamic as you are, you're probably telling corporate a lot of times what to do and how to do it and how to better it.
We do share a lot with the corporate
Listen,
level.
You, Joan goes, we share a lot. We share a lot.
I have lots of ideas
yeah,
that I share.
Yeah. And I'm going, yeah, you're just telling them this is what we ought to be doing, folks. You know,
we're allowed as operators, one of our responsibilities is to be on committees and try to give back to the McDonald's system and really to help better the system. Mm-hmm. The greatest ideas for McDonald's, the filet of fish, mm-hmm. the Big Mac, have come from owner-operators that
right.
have come in and tested items and then brought it back to the system. And so I've been at a regional level, divisional level. I serve on the National People Committee.
Mm-hmm.
So that we have contacts with people up in the McDonald's system to be able to share ideas on how to better the products, better operations, better conservation things. So by 2025, we will be 100% fully recyclable of anything that's used in McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
so there's just so many things that we know that we have to be proactive.
Awesome, yeah.
And what's really interesting
mm-hmm.
is in the meat industry, McDonald's has set the standard for the checks and balances on food safety mm-hmm. that are now done industry-wide for the entire country. But McDonald's set those standards. They elevated mm-hmm. it quite high. And they
mm-hmm.
came to us to find out how do we protect our beef and make sure that we serve a safe product. It's
you
just
never
amazing.
Get sick on McDonald's.
No,
I mean, you know, honest to God, you know, my
it's
mother
true.
Used to say that too, God rest her soul. She, you know, because we did. We ate a lot of McDonald's, you know, as
mm-hmm.
kids. And she'd go, you never get sick on a McDonald's. It's a good, it's good, you know, and you get your, it was only if you were really good that you got your
yeah.
chocolate shake too with it,
right.
you know.
And you know, Maureen, it's not only our food, it's mm-hmm. our drinks. Our drinks are the best in the business. You know, our water is filtered several times,
mm-hmm.
syrup, the calibrations of it's just a great product, all of our drinks.
I always share my favorite things up with Coke. So Coke is our most fabulous partner. Yeah. And, you know, we have a great relationship with them. We have the freshest Coke in the world. So McDonald's actually has their own recipe for Coke. That's why when some people say they're addicted to McDonald's Coke, they truly are. They can't get it anywhere else. But it is within our restaurants. It's made fresh locally, and it is in our restaurants within 5 to 7 days. It is the freshest Coke you can get in any place in the United States. Mm-hmm. That's why it's so much better.
So now help me. So does Junior Bridgman's company, Heartland, do they actually make your Coke for you?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
No. Okay.
It's controlled by McDonald's.
Okay. Because that's just it. Because I've been through Junior's, you know, through his plant in Kansas City, and it's just unbelievable how big it is, and you know, the fact that they've got Heartland so that they're everywhere. I just didn't know how that worked.
Yeah. And you know, besides the quality and the taste, we have maintenance programs. So you know, our Coke is tested. All of our drinks are tested on a monthly basis, and they're just safe, and they're crisp, and they're clean.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't add ice to my Coke.
Oh, really?
I drink mine just because it's cold enough coming right out of the, you know, right out of the fountain. It's perfect, you know. And the thing is, because everybody says I'm frugal, it's like, yes, because I get like 2 inches more soda.
Yes, you do. Probably more than that.
I get more soda because I don't have my ice in it, because it doesn't, you know, because I don't drink it fast. But the cool thing is, then it's not diluted at all, and it's just so good. You know, I mean, from the first drop to the last drop. Yeah, but I can tell you that. Yeah. Isn't this fun? Well, you know what? We are going to be back. This is Cocktails and Conversation. This is Maureen Moore. Ladies, we haven't clinked in a while.
All right.
And we still have just a little of our drinks left. So, you know, cheers to the women of McDonald's. We'll be right back.
We now return to Cocktails and Conversation with Maureen Moore on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
So we are back. This is Maureen Moore here with Cocktails and Conversation. I'm here because of McDonald's and those golden, wonderful arches. Now, I've just finished my Filet-O-Fish sandwich thanks to Joan and Colleen. And what's so nice is today we are talking McDonald's. We've talked the Arches program. I want to talk about 15 minutes of philanthropy with you two as well. But first, you know what? What is it like when you work for the company? I know you've got your education program. You've got the ability to move up through the company. You've got, you know, there's so many wonderful aspects of working for McDonald's. You can eat for free too, can't you?
Absolutely. Yes, you can.
So can you like pick anything you want, or do you have to go, really? And you can eat as much as you want?
Oh, we let them have a meal. So they can have a protein, a sandwich, a fry, and a drink.
A dessert.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can you do your cafe, your McCafe, and have your coffee?
You absolutely.
With whipped cream too?
Oh, and you can get a frappe. You can get that wonderful shamrock shake that's going on right now.
We had one of those the other day.
Oh, the best.
That was good. If you add a little Jameson's to that. You know, today we are having Irish coffees today. Colleen and I are. Joan is drinking her wine. But what's nice is, that is good. If you add just a little Jameson's to it, far be it that I would have done that. Okay, so maybe I did. You know, maybe I did that Sunday.
And Maureen, even when they're off, they can come in anytime and get a 30% discount for their family. They bring their family
in. So they
can
bring their whole family
in. They can. Yes. And take care of them. We would rather them come to us and visit us than to go to the other folks. So just come in here. We'll give you a discount and enjoy our food.
May I get a job with you guys?
You sure can.
May I come work for you?
Yes, training starts tomorrow, Maureen.
Okay, good. Yeah, I'd be the pushy broad that you'd go, what the heck did we let her in here
Customers
for?
Customers would love you.
Yes.
Thanks.
You can work the kiosk.
May I get to work like the... I wonder, could I do that one day?
Of course.
Absolutely.
We could do
come on.
Do like a live day,
that'd be
you
fun.
Know, with Cocktails and Conversation out at McDonald's.
That'd be great.
And that would be cool.
That'd
I got to talk to Jim about that, because that would be fun to bring the, we got this Hummer that says 590 The Fan on it.
Okay.
And like maybe we could do something where we could do something live. And
awesome.
Maybe, now do you do certain days when you recruit to hire people, or is it like every day?
Every day is a recruiting day.
Okay, every day is a recruiting day. And are you always trying to fill spots?
Yeah.
Yes. You are.
Yes. It's been really tough this year, to be quite honest. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, very tough. Well, they're calling it the people cliff. So there are, in 2020, there are going to be more jobs than there are people to fill them within the whole United States. And so because of that, people can move around and go to wherever they want. That's why retention is so important to us, because once we get people in, we want them to stay. We want them to enjoy their job, because it's obviously, training is a huge expense and just a lot of extra work.
Right.
So definitely finding good help. Once you find them, you want to keep them, and they're just key to us.
Have you had to fire many people along the way?
We call that promoting them to customer.
I need to remember that.
And in my business, we say they
say,
fire themselves.
Yeah. You know, unfortunately, I don't think we fire a lot.
We don't.
Because we try very hard and give them second and third and fourth chances, because we really want them to enjoy the job and to be respectful with one another. I put together a program a few years ago. I called it my Be Nice program. And I wanted everyone to understand how important it is to be nice.
Right. Yeah.
You know, we had bracelets that said nice. If you weren't being nice, we'd tap on our bracelet. But be nice to your fellow employees. Come to work on time. Don't make them work later because you didn't bother to come to work.
Right.
Really tried to put the responsibility back on them to own that piece of the business. I think it has some value, and I still speak to it a lot. I do it in my orientations. Not everybody's nice, and not everybody is cut out for the pace of McDonald's. It's a very, very challenging job.
Yeah,
and so, you know, sometimes it's just not the right fit, but we try to make it fit. We try to find a home for them within our system. If they're not a good counter person, maybe they're a great lobby person, or maybe they're great at prep and making salads and parfaits. So we try to find a home for people.
That's great. That is great, because, you know, and it's good for people to understand, especially even in the recruiting aspect, is, okay, so because not everybody's as confident as probably the three of us.
No.
Yes.
You know, and so with that, sometimes people stumble, and they stumble, and then they're worried the whole time that they might lose their job. You know?
Well, and you know, another aspect of McDonald's is that we are so flexible. I have people that will work 4 hours a day. I have people that will work 3 days a week. Mm-hmm. And we are so flexible with their schedules. That's just a real plus in our business. Mm-hmm. And they're great workers. Mm-hmm. You know, some of them are moms. They want to be home when the kids get home from school. Or it's an older adult that may only wants to work just 2 hours a day. So we work them into our schedule.
So you can do that. How cool is that to say, yeah, I only work 2 or 3 hours a day, you know, but that would be great. And they get the same benefits.
Absolutely.
So I have to tell you a story quick. I just lost an employee a couple weeks ago, Ivan. Ivan was 86 years old.
Oh,
and
Joan, really?
Ivan started, he would come in every day because he was looking for a wife. And and so Ivan wanted to know what could he do out in the lobby that he could be a door greeter, anything, so that he could meet women and just greet the customers. He was a lovely, lovely man. But he was 86 years old, and he just wanted something to do. And he wanted his two little hamburgers that he loved at McDonald's every day. So so for us, it was a joy to have Ivan there. And for Ivan, it was a great benefit for him as well. So I think we truly try to connect to the communities, and what can we do that really helps everybody have a place?
Well, and, you know, speaking to that about Ivan and his age, we were on our way, because we're always going somewhere with our racehorses. And so, we normally stop at the Mount Vernon one. You know, that's normally where we stop. It's a quick bathroom break, you know, as you're heading to Louisville. It's a quick bathroom break on the way to Churchill, and we can get food. You know, we can always get, you know, I'm the biscuits, you know, in the morning. And so anyway, I heard somebody talking about the senior discount or the senior menu. We didn't know there was one. Well, Mike Moore's 69, you know. Now he's going to love that I'm saying on the air he's 69. But he looks like he's 55. He's a handsome guy. So anyway, I said, ooh, senior. So this man asked, I said, I have a senior. I said, he's a senior. Could we? And so he got a senior coffee. And, it, you know, they were like, so then they say, here, sir, here's your senior coffee. And Mike goes, oh. Okay. He didn't know. He didn't have a clue. But I said, that's a great program, too.
Oh, sure. It's wonderful.
People don't even know about that.
Pricing. Yeah. You can come in and get discounts on your on your drinks.
Right? Yeah. So that's unbelievable. We've got to do a lot more to get people to understand more about McDonald's.
Oh, I agree.
We have free refills all day. That's the other thing, too. Yeah. A lot of our competitors don't. And, you know, we have seniors that come in and spend 3 and 4 hours.
All morning.
Oh, yeah. All morning. And they meet with all their friends. Yeah. I have a group that comes in and plays cards every day. I mean, they just want to have a place to go.
That is great. Well, you know, and we were talking, and I then jumped off of it, but let's get back on to 15 minutes of philanthropy, because I want to talk about Ronald. Aren't you involved, Colleen, with Ronald McDonald Charities?
I am. I just went off the board at Ronald Charities. I was on the board for probably 7 or 8 years, and I love it. Joan is now on the board, but that's one of the great
Oh, my gosh.
It's a great organization. Mm-hmm. It's one of the great aspects of being a McDonald's owner-operator. We've just got entrenched in the community. We have three homes here in St. Louis, and we are going to build our fourth home. It'll be in the Grove area, and we're hoping to break ground next year.
That'll be so great, especially for the hospitals, you know, especially for right there.
Great location.
Yeah, you know, it's perfect. And, you know, we house 59 families a night.
And
we have a waiting list every single night, 25 to 30 families. And the need is tremendous when people are suffering because their children are in desperate need of care from cancer or diabetes. You know, we service Shriners. We service Children's Hospital. We service Mercy's Children. Right. We service Cardinal Glennon.
Cardinal Glennon's board. So Cardinal Glennon, you
it's
know.
It's wonderful.
St. Louis.
And besides our three homes that we have, we also have four family rooms that are located in each of these hospitals.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's terrific. It's all volunteer-based. Uh-huh. We're open from 9 o'clock in the morning until 9 in the evening, and it's just a respite for the parents to come in. We have laundry facilities, showers, internet services, and we provide small snacks that are complimentary. And then, of course, if the parent just wants to fall asleep in a comfortable chair.
Right.
So we have two of the family rooms in Children's Hospital, one at Mercy Children's, and then one at Cardinal Glennon.
Great. Yeah,
it's awesome.
Well, because, you know, when things are going crazy, especially in our chocolate business, and they're pouring chocolate and different infusions and stuff, and people are going running in different directions, just like they would at McDonald's, you know, and people get a little upset or a little stressed, I'm like, hey, you got both your legs, you got both your arms, and we don't have any kids homesick, and nothing's going on that's horrible. This is all something that you can rise above and get through. You know what I mean? I'm always trying to keep everything in perspective, you know, in my own life and in everybody that works with me.
Yeah.
You know, I never say they work for me, they work with me.
Right.
But, you know, it's funny because sometimes they can just tell when I'm going to go. They'll go, I know, I got my arms, I got my legs, everybody's fine. Because it is something that when you look at the folks that you're dealing with at the Ronald McDonald House and what they're having to go through minute by minute, you know, with their children, you think, my God, how blessed we are.
Well,
absolutely.
It's our mission to keep the families together.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so much compassion with our charity, and it's just an honor to be involved with them.
Well, I think we ought to give a shout out to Dan, too.
Dan
he's
Harlow,
amazing.
He's a great leader.
He is. He's a good man with a passionate heart and a... Yeah, you know, he's got a good soul. He's one of those folks that, you know, has a good soul.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
You know,
and he's been, gosh, it's been how many years with Ronald McDonald now?
At least 24, 25? Mm-hmm.
Has it been? I was going to say, I thought he was close to the 25-year mark at this point. Yeah.
He's just epic.
So he's done so much to grow it, you know.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to let him retire.
Good, good.
But I think it's also something that, you know, I really, and I'm sure Colleen does as well, when we orientate our employees, I orientate them also to our charity. I think sometimes we have to be bigger than just a hamburger and french fry place, but we are also a company that gives back to the communities in a huge way. And the house that we have in St. John's Hospital is the 300th McDonald's, Ronald McDonald House in the world.
In the nation.
And by now we have even more, obviously.
Yeah, we do.
And it's just, to me, it's just iconic and something. So I was doing my NICE program and meeting with everyone on my staff and talking about how important it was to be nice. And also I talked about the charity. Of my organization at that time, I only had 300 employees. 22 had a personal connection with the Ronald House.
Think about that. 22. Think of that percentage.
It was whether it was brother, a sister, a child, a family member. And I thought that was astounding, you know, and to me, it really brought it back home that it is real to people. It's something that gives them a hope, a place where they can go and take care of their child and not worry about a meal, not worry about where do I take a shower, or how much it's going to cost for a hotel.
Right.
They just know they're taken care of, and the only thing that they have to focus on is their baby.
Yeah.
I think that's really says a lot.
You know, we do not charge for any of the families to stay there. In all of our stores and all of our restaurants, we have our little charity boxes in front of our registers, and we also have that little red box in the drive-thru.
In the drive-thru, because I'm always dropping change in there.
You know? And small change makes a difference, Mo.
Pennies for people.
You're
pennies
not kidding.
For people.
Absolutely.
Every penny. And I mean, well, yesterday in the store, there was a penny on the floor. Well, I'm still the person that still picks up a penny.
Mm-hmm.
I picked it up and put it in the little box. I go, here, that way it goes in the box. You know?
Yeah. It adds up.
It does.
And that's why we have been so blessed to take care of these wonderful families when they come to St. Louis.
Well, and they have such stories because, you know, they don't all have the happy ending.
Right.
But at least they have the comfort, mm-hmm. and they've had the comfort that they know that they've been able to be taken care of mm-hmm. while they are dealing with, you know, with a sick child.
And one of the great blessings is when they're in the Ronald McDonald houses where they stay, they have other families with the same problems,
right.
the same issues. And so mm-hmm. they're able to share and find the compassion with one another mm-hmm. that really helps them cope.
Mm-hmm.
It's yeah. wonderful.
Again, I can't even imagine having to go through that.
Yeah. You know, the Ronald McDonald's Charities, the first house was built in 1974 in Philadelphia.
Hmm.
And one of the Philadelphia Eagles football player's daughter became very sick, had leukemia, and was having the taking the daughter to the hospital. And that at that time, when they mm-hmm. as a family were working through this disease, they noticed that there were so many people from out of town
mm-hmm.
that didn't have a place to stay or were struggling to find places to stay because they couldn't financially help.
Yeah, or be close enough to the to the hospital too.
Right, and so that's how the house evolved. Mm-hmm. And our first fundraiser was with our Shamrock Shakes. All money raised during
really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh!
All money that was collected for a certain period of time uh-huh. went to build a home in Philadelphia. And from that point on, we are now over 300 houses internationally,
which is something too. You know,
it's pretty awesome.
Because I think that's one thing too is, you know, when you travel, it's always nice to be able to run into a McDonald's anywhere because you know, again, it's going to be the same thing, the
Absolutely.
Same quality. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no question at all.
Mm-hmm.
And to know that they're actually doing the Ronald McDonald House internationally, I wasn't aware of that. So I'm sure a lot of our listeners aren't either. You know, so tell me, any other philanthropic thoughts, any other things going on in your lives, anything else you're doing with, you know, in philanthropy, you know, that maybe aren't even, you know, connected to McDonald's mm-hmm. that you want to give a shout out to?
Well, I'm a very proud member of Malta, which is a Catholic mm-hmm. organization.
Yes.
It's over 1,000 years old.
Uh-huh.
And our mission is to help the sick and poor. And we have a hospital in Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
And we also support a women's hospital in Bethlehem for women that are delivering and teaching them how to take care of their children. And I really love this organization. I was asked to become a dame of Malta a few years ago, and I've really enjoyed it.
I have an uncle who's a Catholic priest, an oblate,
mm-hmm.
and I think he's been to Haiti to that
Crudem.
Yes, I think
mm-hmm.
so.
Pretty awesome.
I'll have to ask him tonight because I owe him a call anyway. But he's an 87-year-old Catholic priest, retired now.
And you know, and that hospital in Haiti was started by a physician here in St. Louis.
Was that? Paul Young, was it?
No, it was not.
Okay, because Paul Young goes back and forth.
He just passed away. Wonderful, wonderful gentleman, and just passed away. And it's now we attract doctors from all over the United mm-hmm. States that fly in there and have donate their talents and skills to.
And it's so needed.
Oh.
It's so needed, and so you know it's a blessing. It's totally a blessing. Good for you.
Dr. Dubuque. That was his name. Dr. Dubuque.
Was he any relation to Dubuque Coffees, to Charles Dubuque?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I owe Charles a call. Charles, if you're listening, I owe you a call, and I know that, okay? They have, like, the best coffee.
No, McDonald's is the best coffee. Yes. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
No, but they have very good coffee, too.
That's right. Yeah, you're right. Ooh, wow, what a faux pas that was.
No, we love them, too.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Dr. Dubuque.
Yeah,
okay.
He's a great gentleman.
Cool.
Great gentleman.
Well, we give a shout out to him as well, you know, and everything he had done. And Joan, how about, is there anything else you want to give a shout out to?
No, actually, I don't have the same philanthropic. I've done quite a bit of work with local. Yeah, I'm busy with 7 stores and taking over 3 just like a couple of years ago. Real involved with our local water ski club in Lake St. Louis. So we do quite a bit of work with trying to help all of the young kids learn how to ski and learn how to develop the characteristics there to be stronger people. But I'm just really involved with the stores and with the Ronald McDonald House is really the charity that I focus on.
Well, especially now that you're on the board
Yeah, and I just absolutely love it.
Busy, busy, busy,
I went to the Clays for Kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is actually where they go out to the shoot clay.
Mm-hmm.
And we were the first female group to shoot. We didn't do real
well.
Did
you hit anything?
I got seven.
Yeah, I'm pretty proud.
And a really bad bruise. But I'm going to get ready for it again next year. Mm-hmm. But I think just, again, I'm a big supporter of the charity that we have, and I'm very proud to be a part of the Ronald McDonald House Charities. Yeah. It's so amazing.
Well, ladies, it's been wonderful having you. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. You know, we have, besides Kids for Clays, we have Joan and I are involved in our golf scramble. And we have mini auctions there at the Legends. That tournament takes place in September. And then we have our major golf tournament, which will be coming up in June. And it's extremely successful.
We'll have to do some Saddleback chocolates for you.
I would love it.
We should actually, because you see some of the chocolates you've got, because you do have to take those home and have those with some wine or some bourbon, or they're really good with coffee.
That sounds good.
Saddleback chocolates. But the thing is, we could create something with, you know, with the arches, you know.
Sounds great.
Which would be awesome.
That'd be awesome.
You know?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Ladies, thank you so very much for such wonderful women that we had today, powerful women of McDonald's right here in the St. Louis metro area. We had Colleen Shandings here, and we had Joan Elhoffer here. Both women that may we praise you, you know, and our whole tagline is strong women. May we know them. May we raise them. May we be them. But as I always say, may we praise them. And I am praising you, too, for everything you've done with McDonald's, with the Arches program. So thank you very much, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mo.
Thank you.